lot going on in the world and the world of sports, so we thought we would call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline. He still runs this. It's a pre-recorded phone-in bit. He's somewhere in East Texas, usually entertaining, sometimes controversial.
With your sports break from Monday, June the 12th, year of our Lord 2017, I'm Ed Carter.
He's off.
I would like to start off with a shout out to the great Adam West, the greatest Batman to ever live on the face of the earth. In case you have not heard the news, Adam West got sick and passed away this weekend at the ripe old age of Dez Bryant's number. He was the greatest to ever live, and he was a lot better than them other Batmans like liberal George Clooney or liberal Michael Keaton.
Hey.
You want to stop ISIS? Send old Adam West out there in his Batman pajamas alongside that dog food snake oil salesman, Burt Ward.
Oh, gosh.
They'll send ISIS back in a box. In Olympic.
Olympic?
In NBA, I guess old LeBron is proving what a true non-winner his loser ass really is.
Golly.
That's right, he hates LeBron.
I said it when he came out of high school straight into the NBA. He will fail. And I have not backed off that prediction. The only athlete more overrated than LeBron is Serena Williams, but I digress. I want you Sports Break listeners to do me a favor, please, because I know this guy is going to be playing soon before the year is up. So just please remind LeBron James that he wasn't that great. I mean, this guy comes on talking like he's an all-pro basketball player, so just kind of put him in his place and tell him that he ain't that great.
Very weird take.
Okay. But back to the NBA and the whole LeBron James subject we was talking about. LeBron seems to think he's the second coming of Michael Jordan. Well, LeBron, this is direct from me to you. I knew Michael Jordan.
Did not.
I watched Michael Jordan play.
We all did.
You, sir, ain't no Michael Jordan.
Okay.
In women's Iditarod.
No such thing.
In Southwest Conference fencing. In politics news.
Uh-oh.
All you candy asses who thought that 6'4" piece of gay James Comey done some damage to our president, you got another thing coming.
I think he was 6'8".
Old Comey got up there and told so many fake pieces of news that he ought to be called the lie-telling man person idiot.
Oh, he liked really that one. Yeah. He cracked himself up.
Hell yeah, Trump colluded with the Russians, because he's not afraid to do something a little different than the rest of you liberal elite Washington insiders.
Okay.
I say go Russia. They know what America's truly about.
What?
Trump's out there kicking ass, and now to all you liberals who think you now got something on the Trumps, think again.
God.
He's making America great again. And there ain't nothing you libs can do about it. The only Trump in Washington that's going down is Melania now that she's moved into that White House.
All right.
With your sports break for 2012, this Ed Carter.
All right, that's Ed Carter. The opinions are his own.